ducked off low key. Yeah, you know me. Kick it when Tyree hit a three like Kyrie.
We in there. Thank you guys for tuning in to Kicking It with Tyree. I'm here with my guest, Jess Bree. How are you doing today?
What it do, baby? Oh, good. What about you?
I'm wonderful. How was your day today?
A long day. But I'm feeling good.
It costs to be the boss.
For real. Who you telling?
Let's start off with saying how you got into media.
How did I get into media?
And entertainment.
I always tell people this story. It's like really funny. If you know me before V100.7, I was working at Zoomies in the mall. And right before I left, I was working at Zoomies, Riley Rose, and Aldo's all at the same time.
She was hustling in the mall.
Listen, I worked everywhere. So like when the stuff went down at Mayfair, I was like, I would have been up out of that motherfucker. I knew all the little back ways. But no, in that particular day, I was like fed up because I didn't get selected for this podcast for Black Girls of Color for Spotify in New York. Super sad. And I was going to UWM and I wasn't feeling like UWM was really like breeding me into what I wanted to be. And so I was really sad. I was like, maybe media isn't for me. And then Reggie Brown walks in and my coworker's like, yeah, that's they're like, yeah, that dude said he worked for iHeart. And I'm hearing the voice as he's talking. But, you know, you lived there so long, you could go without actually seeing somebody.
I didn't know
radio.
What he looked like
exactly.
People started posting him on Facebook.
Hence the reason why I'm on here, right? Like, you could get to know my voice, but you wouldn't get to know and see who the person is behind the mic. So, with that being said, I'm like, I'm just going to pitch myself to him. So, I went over there, gave him my 30-second pitch, elevator pitch. And he's like, I'm impressed. Come to the radio station. And from there, I never stopped going. I was like, I'm going to be that motherfucker every day. And I was working there for free for 9 months. And then I got hired.
That's what's up.
So, it was like almost a year. I was like, and people kept telling me, like, you will get hired. You go get hired. And I was like, am I? Like,
I got bills to pay.
Right. And I was still working at the malls and stuff. It was so treacherous. At that time.
So what has that kind of journey taught you?
Resilience, in that sometimes those old school lessons are the things that pushes you forward. You know, nobody wants to do work and not get paid for it. But now I'm getting paid tenfold. You know, it is about God's plan too. And that's another thing that I learned was that to stay solid. God will send you the things that are for you at the right moment. Because that day, I can remember that day so vividly, and it was a Tuesday. He was like, you can come in the radio station on a Friday, and that Friday was my birthday. Wow. So I was like, God saying something, you know, and I must listen.
Meant to be.
Yeah.
I remember how I got notice of you. It was from your podcast.
Really?
Yeah. That's when I first saw you, and then I was randomly driving, and I heard your voice. And I was like, wait, is that Bree? I was like, I didn't even know you worked at iHeart V100. I was just like, knew you from your podcast. And then randomly driving on, because I never listened to the radio.
Right.
Because I got.
Yeah, no,
you know,
for real. Yeah.
I got Apple Music, so I never listened. One day I was driving home from work.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, I'm pretty sure that's Bree.
It's
congratulations.
Funny.
You deserve it.
Thank you. And I'm glad you said the podcast, because at that time it was like roller coaster with, you know, trying to get things done and being at work. It was weird timing.
Definitely. How have you kind of found balance with doing your podcast and being on the radio and trying to do all different types of things?
So as of recently, I started doing more back into my podcast. For a while, I had to get solidified, if that made any sense. So I had to get my foot in as to where I work. Believe it or not, that was 3 years ago that I pitched myself to Reggie. That was June 2018. Yeah, June 2018 is when I got like really my first day in the radio. And it has been a balancing act. It has not been an easy road, because on top of that, I'm a DJ, I'm a host, I'm a student at MATC, technically a PBS intern, and doing that and producing live shows on PBS. Yeah, it's a balancing act, and I've learned discipline. That has been the biggest factor. Disciplining myself to know my schedule in and out, and then coming back and doing the same thing again.
Dave.
Look at you laughing because you know what I mean. Like, yeah. And it has not been easy. Discipline is one of the hardest things to teach yourself. And I'm still like, get your ass up, bitch.
Some days, like, you wake up, some days you wake up and you really don't want to do something. Like, some days I come,
nothing.
I'm like, oh, I don't really want to shoot this podcast today. But I'm going to go do it.
And that's probably how you felt today, because I was late. Like, you know, and that's part of discipline. I was like, oh, I got to get here. I'm doing a mad dash.
See,
and I seen an accident. I was like, let me slow down. This is crazy.
The difference, like, you were late, but you called me and let me know. You're just gonna be late.
Yeah.
Some people would just like not show up for like 45 minutes and then I'll call them and be like, oh yeah, for sure. I'm on my way.
Like,
I ain't
what?
Gonna say no names, but they'd be like, oh yeah, bro, I forgot. I'm on my way.
And that's hurtful, you know, right?
Because like
you put so much effort, time, energy into making this happen. So I definitely felt so bad.
Don't feel bad. You called.
You should have heard how I snapped on that family member. I was like, why you take my car? What are you doing? Like,
she got shit to do.
Yeah.
So tell me how you got started DJing. I know you started maybe like a year ago.
Yeah.
For solidifying it. How did you get started and how have you grown doing that?
So of course, working with Reggie and O at the radio station, especially DJ O, when I started to produce his Saturday shows, coming in with him and doing News at Noon with Jess Bree and all that good stuff, I would sit there and watch him. And at that time, I knew I wanted to be a DJ because I'm like, you can't be in this lifestyle and not do more than one thing. And I've always been enthused with how they can control the crowd and the crowd, how the crowd loves the DJ, right? So watching these guys do what they do was so influential. But I think the person who knocked it over the edge was DJ New Styles. And you can still see me around him to this day. I'm like, dude, how do you scratch like this? How do you do this transformer? How you do this crate, as he like to pronounce it, right? And I'm like, damn, like that's the essence of music, right? Mm. I can't rap, as y'all heard before we turned the camera on. I can't rap.
We're going to have her freestyle at the end of this.
Oh, my God. It's about to be so bad. I can't even do the NPS beat without messing up. Like, I'm not coordinated whatsoever. But seeing him do all these things and really like be the essence of what music is and loving it in a different way, other than singing, rapping and writing and stuff like that, loving music enough to say, I'm gonna be the person behind it and like really blend these two tracks together that was done separate years, far, far beyond each other, but making it mesh together and producing content on the fly, because that's really what it is. Music is content, and you producing it on the fly for these people. One of the most stressful jobs in the world. But
you controlling the room too. You got so much control as a DJ. That's what's crazy.
So now we're getting into my relationship life, like how controlling. No, I'm just playing. That ain't me.
So what do you plan on following in kind of the same footsteps like Reggie Brown? He throws a lot of shows, so like I don't always see that. Do you plan on doing that, and how you plan on breaking that too?
So, in so many ways, of course I want to. Mm-hmm. But times has changed and things are different now. So whereas I want to follow the blueprint immaculately and not go outside of the lines, I absolutely have to. Cause now I got a TikTok 10 times a day and I got to like put together, I don't know, like a Musical.ly. So I have to step out of these lines and kind of go about it in different ways. Mm-hmm. And like before, it wasn't necessarily like people would hear word of mouth and type of things, but we're on social media. Everything is so visual. And so like it has to be seen that it doesn't necessarily vote over too well if you're just on one sort of platform, right?
Yeah.
So I do want to throw shows and I do want to host and I'm still DJing. I'm doing all those things, but it's taking it a step further. And sometimes I don't know what that step is until I'm there, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense, because sometimes things just come out of nowhere and then it just falls in a line.
Man, let me tell you, I was driving and a deer was running on the side of me. I was like, that's like an omen from God, but that's scary though. I was like, this is about to hit me. It's about to like run into this car. I'm about to go crazy. I brake so hard. I damn near flew out to sea.
They don't care anything about their life or your car.
They don't. And would get up and limp away like, yo, I'm still in the game. Like, what, yo, what you doing? Like, you just fucked us up. Can you lay down? So when the cops come, I could tell them a deer popped out. Chill out.
I was driving at work. It was like a family of deer just sitting in the middle of the road. I sat there for 20 minutes. They did not move. They stared straight at me.
You had a car or a truck?
It was a work truck.
A work?
So I was like,
what? I would have went over the hill. Like, I'm out of here. I'm not waiting. That's the one thing. I hate waiting for animals because they don't have no decency. And I I get it, though. This is their territory first. So
we just, you know, visitors in mainland.
But I would whoop, whoop over the hill and get up out of there.
If I was going like 40, I might have just...
True. Oh, shit. Have you ever been in a car? Yes. Have you ever been in a car? I was like... Whoa.
Driving
shit.
Down.
This is crazy.
Driving down Locust. Yeah, you would do that shit.
That's like, hilarious. Oh, child, this is wild.
So, just getting back into questions.
Yeah.
How do you plan on growing as like a radio personality and media personality?
So, doing more of this, right? Mm-hmm. Like, collaborating with the people I most find like similar interests within, right? Mm-hmm. So doing more podcasts. I just did Spill the Tea podcast with Drea and Corey, and they're so creative in putting our minds together to really like grow all of us. Mm-hmm. But the benefit is that each individual grows, and to keep just pushing out this content and really like showing people the hustle. Mm-hmm. I think that's the one thing that is unique to me and my brand is that I want to show people exactly what this looks like. I'm not as successful as I want to be, you know? And I touch so many different people with my voice in many different ways, but I actually want to touch you with my hands. Mm-hmm. Not during Corona. But...
6 feet back.
Listen, okay?
But a lot of people kind of, you know, miss the steps. People mm-hmm. want to skip the work. And it's like...
Baby, it's no way. Mm-hmm. I know people think that they see these SoundCloud rappers and that they came up immediately like that. But just so false.
They put the work in. People always be on Twitter talking about like manifestation and shit, but half that shit is preparation. So it's
come
like,
come on now. Speak it to existence. Half like that you shit can't is... just be like, want a Ferrari. Like, yo, what you gonna do for that Ferrari?
You're gonna have to do a lot of shit to get that Ferrari.
Exactly.
It's gonna take years. So it's like, you got to put the steps down and lay the foundation so that your dreams can come true.
Because
if you don't lay the foundation, you're not just going to pop up and be that nigga.
And I hate the fake, right? The fake work. Mm-hmm. Don't fake work me. You can't bullshit a bullshitter now. Now, I used to work in sales. I was a bullshitter.
Bullshitter.
I'm telling you, I'd be like, that shirt look great on you.
Nope.
Baby, I'm about to get 40...
You worked in Zoomies, so I know you was selling them extra smalls to the dudes who definitely should have grabbed the XL.
Hold on. I was not, let me tell you this. I was a bullshitter, but I was not like, I want to have you go out here looking crazy. I would have people come back actually and be like, Bree, help me pick something out. Especially with Aldo's, and I used to whip up the girls with the makeup and Riley Rose. I was their chick, okay? The most embarrassing story ever in my life, and my friend Ella can contest to this. Like, she was there. She influenced it, right? I was at this house party, and for some reason, the power went off. We was in that bitch thumping. And this is like, I was just starting to get into my flow, right?
Yeah.
Dude, no. No. So, like, I was just getting into my flow of who I was and the podcast was coming up and all that. Hell no. So we all standing there, and Ella like, Bree, what's in your hair? I'm like, I don't know. And I start touching my hair. There's ashes, like, in my hair. I'm, like, short, and people, you know, tall niggas smoking. So basically, it was like somebody ashed in my fucking hair. And I was so freaking embarrassed. You know why?
I damn near got to beat your ass after that.
Exactly. But who did it, though? Like, I don't know. I just been in my hair. So Ella was like, yo, who the fuck? And she was like... She was high and like a little tipsy. She was like, who the fuck ashed in my bitch hair? You know, fuck y'all. Y'all can't even put, y'all put this weak ass Reggie in her motherfucking hair. That couldn't even be gas. Dude, this ain't even, that ain't even the worst part. Somebody from the back said, no, not the girl from Zoomies. I was so dead. I was so fucking embarrassed. I was like, I'm about to go home and cry. And you know, and then people start like, dude, if I tell y'all all the shit that be going down in my life, y'all be like, this girl life is a movie. Write about it. Listen. But I was so embarrassed. 10 minutes after that, I was like, Ellie, you ready to go? Like, because people was looking at me and kind of laughing. I'm like, oh my God, man.
I can envision you running around the party like, who put it in my hair?
Listen, I wanted to do that like, yo, fess up to it so I could beat your ass. But like at that point, I was already embarrassed.
You could have at least passed her that shit. Like,
oh my
real.
God. It was so hard to get out. And I literally still got the Snapchat to this day. Of like me and Ellie in the car, like
pissed off. And
no, I wasn't mad. That's the thing. When stuff like that happens to me, I don't get mad.
You laugh.
Yeah, I just be like, so who gonna fix this? Like, God, you gotta stop doing this. Like, man. But it makes for a funny story, right?
Always. Has anyone ever walked up to you and just recognized your voice yet?
Yeah, it happens actually a lot. Like if I'm at the mall and somebody's telling me about something, I start talking and then it's like, it's this weird, like, it's this weird situation that's like,
I know that voice, but I don't know you.
And I could tell in their face and I'd be like, yeah, yeah. And they'd be like, oh, what? And then, you know, we take pictures or they ask me about something and for sure. I had this guy stop me. I was literally walking on my way into school and I'm like doing the mad dash because I'm like when my like production starts for PBS, it starts and I'm like, I only got
no parking, you gotta find your way.
I'm coming out the goddamn little parking structure, so you know by the end of the day it's gonna be like I'm gonna be waiting for like 30 minutes right to get out, and I'm trapping. It's like 15 minutes to showtime. I got heels on. Dude, I'm directing this week. I was chomping. And he was like, yo, Bree. And he was unloading the truck. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you Jess Bree, right? And he was like, I listen to y'all all the time, you, Jaquan, Reggie, and I listen to you on Saturdays because I'm driving this truck. You know, and I go from California to da-da-da, and I hear y'all all throughout my day. And that means so much to you because he knew what I looked like. He followed me on Instagram already. And yes, I was late for my production and got locked out of the control room, but he wanted a picture. That's what he gets. Not you know what true. I mean? He wanted that energy that Jess Bree brings on the air. Because let's not forget, I'm Jess Bree on air and I'm Jess Bree as a person too, but I'm Bree. I'm Brianna. Brianna McQuay, right? And that Jess Bree wouldn't be possible for people like that who actually listens to this new girl. They could say, man, fuck this new girl. I like Reggie.
Put Reggie back on.
Exactly. But they actually, coast with me and love who I am. So therefore, yeah, I'm late to class and I'm about to get my ass trued out. But that's okay. I'm going to fix it. You know what I mean?
So I was late to class every day in college. It don't matter. I always got super side-eyed by the teacher. I'd be like, what up, cuz? How you doing? Yeah.
I'm grown. Like, that was, you know, that's one thing you learn quick in college, right? You be like, I'm grown. I will get up in the middle of this class and walk out. What you gonna do about it?
And did it plenty of times. One time, I dropped the class halfway through that bitch.
Did your teacher just hit you with that email like, yo, you really dropped?
he said I was still on the roster. He was like, oh, you're still on the roster, but I haven't seen you in a while. I was like, oh, yeah, I dropped that. Sorry. So I walk in. Yeah. I'm like, it's like English 3:10 or something like that. It was like regular English. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this a different time. Yeah. Like I'm sitting like halfway through. My friend's like, oh, yeah, I'm in this creative writing class. You should just transfer out. I was like, for real? She was like, yeah. I was like, all right. I'm on my way to that class right now.
I bet. And you know what's crazy? In college, you can literally bring a drop sheet to them and like they'd be like, yeah. Okay, yeah, cool. And then the other teacher will pick you up like, yep, it's cool. Just do this work and you will be all right.
Yep, easy as that. We had an app, like, you know, like Pause for Milwaukee. It was the same thing, Titan Web. I literally just, in the class, drop.
Ad. Yo, I'm out of here. Like, this is crazy.
He was mid talking. I just walked around the back, got out.
I hate when you. I hate when the like doors is at the front and you gotta go.
You gotta walk through everybody to get out that.
So embarrassed, and then you know like it's the lecture hall, so it's like all centered. You're like, get out of here.
That was my. I always hated that. What?
Yeah.
So you are producing for PBS. Mm-hmm. What productions have you kind of looked over and produced for?
So it's a 2-part production each semester. So this semester, I was the coordinator, the social media coordinator for our Letters to Santa, which is going down. We are premiering our different shows December 21st through December 24th. So you could check that out on Channel 10 and PBS. So make sure y'all check that out. So that's what I did for that. And I was producing different segments and doing different roles for our student production, which was Campus Edge. And what Campus Edge is about is like different tips and tricks that college students should know in different places. We ran live remotes, so like live remotes at Rocket Babies. We did a candy shop on North Avenue. We did a lot of different things, actually. I had a package of makeup, I had a package of health and fitness, and I had another package of cooking. So I ran different cooking episodes and stuff like that. Being a shot caller, if you like to call it.
So you kind of learned the ins and outs of being on TV and being...
No, actually behind the scenes. So my thing was, okay, I'm getting a lot of training, real life training via my job. Mm-hmm. I want to know how this goes down. So running the big boy Sony cameras that you see on their shoulders. Listen.
You ain't got that shoulder.
I'm getting there. I picked up my equipment earlier today because, you know, we can rent out equipment and stuff like that. Oh my gosh.
I
carry everything by myself.
Half this video industry is shoulder workouts. So if you want to be good in this shit, you got to be in the gym every day.
Every day. People be like, why is your book bag so heavy? Girl, I got a gimbal in there. I got a Sony camera. I got a Maglite. Listen, I got stuff, okay? I got stuff that I need on an everyday basis. Mm-hmm. And let you forget it, Tyree. You're going to be like, I can't do my work. What am I going to do?
The other day, we forgot mics. Like, I just forgot the mics. Luckily, we are in High Five.
Right.
And you can just walk around a corner and grab one.
Right.
But it's just like, you never know what you need until you miss one. You're like...
Ever.
And then we were talking about, like, how heavy the backpack is. We was in New York walking straight uphill. Justin got his good camera backpack on.
Yeah.
I got, like, a regular JanSport, so I'm like, I got a gimbal in there.
Yes.
Everything we needed for the shoot. Man. I was sweating walking uphill. I'm like,
And people think like, oh, this is easy.
One, this bitch canceled. I'm in that room. I was struggling.
I would have been like, it's time to go, bitch. Click, clack. Where you at? I'm about to run up. Show you this Midwest energy.
That shit was hilarious, though. But it was good. Good time out there other than that part.
Yeah, for sure.
Just a lot of walking.
I can feel you on that note,
let's take a break. Be right back.
Ducked off low key, yeah, you know me. Hey. Kick it with Tyree, hit a three like Kyrie.
And we in this bitch. welcome back. Kicking in with Tyree, Jess, Bree.
Yes, baby.
I know it's been like 2020 has been wild. Mm-hmm. So how have you kind of persevered through 2020, and what kind of like barriers have you had to get over?
So I think one of the roughest things that I've been through with Corona is obviously losing people. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't lost anybody extremely close, like in my, you know, first cousins or anything like that, but I've lost like extended family members, and going through like virtual funerals has been like an extreme shift, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just on the personal side of things. On my professional side of things, I never stopped working. So with all of these pressures that's going on, all of the different changes, all of the worldly things happening, all the stress, I was never able to stop working, if that made any sense. Because media doesn't stop. It actually grows from here. And that's what we've learned. That's something new. And you can never be prepared for something that's new and that's growth, right? You have to just build upon what you have. And that's basically how I got through, was building upon what I have, bringing, having the space and enforcing the energy to redo the group chat, to redo what Just Bree looks like, to redo everything, because now it takes it to a higher scale of things. Mm-hmm. When people, all eyes is on Instagram. I've read something where the hours on Instagram shot up exponentially. You thought we was on the internet before? Nah. Baby, after people done been locked in the house for months,
everybody's on the internet.
Even my hours went up. Like, you know, my social media.
Don't you hate when they like let you know? Like, oh yeah, your percentage.
I'd be like, bitch.
Your screen percentage went up 41% this week. You were on your phone
59.
6 hours a day. Damn.
What else is there? You know, and that was kind of what we were faced with. So I definitely just went back to the drawing board, revamped, figured out things, like reading books. Reading different things that's gonna change me as a person. Because nothing else was gonna change. Outside wasn't gonna change. My job wasn't gonna change. Nothing else was gonna change except for me. So I had to figure out what is that change and really, really hit it, you know, on the head. So, yeah.
So going into 2021, the new decade, how do you plan on attacking that and going forward?
Everything is times 30. I don't care what it is. Everything is times 30. I already bring that energy, but that energy is there.
Up.
You know what I mean? It goes up from 30. And I'm not saying 30 plus, I'm saying 30 times.
Yes.
And 30 times 100 is more. So it was this commercial that Kobe did. And it's funny because I had a friend recommend it to me.
More.
What more can you? I'm Kanye West. I got the number one album. I've had the number one album since every time I drop. What more can I do? More. It's something to do. It's always something to do. But also appreciating myself, right?
Yeah.
And that's the balance. So finding my balance is 2021. It's like, where does everything lie? How do I get better? How do I also take my time and get better? And show them more of my personality. You know what I mean? Because I feel like people hear me on the radio and they hear what I do on the podcast and all that good stuff. But getting to know me, I think the only way to get to know me is when I get to go to people like Tyree and let him do his thing and switch seats, right? So being able to collab with these creators and say, hey, I love you just how you love me. So let's collab on this.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
We in Milwaukee Wood, so like,
yeah,
there's not
we
a
in
lot,
Milwaukee Wood, you
know
what I'm saying?
We just all out here shoveling the dirt, you know, trying to figure it out. Okay.
That's all we do. All the thing about Milwaukee is that we are a city of people who make something out of nothing. Like we have just as much as any other city has to offer, and we are doing it from no like background most of the time. So it's like,
one of my favorite Kanye verses is from Jesus Walks. You know what the Midwest is? Young and restless. They might snatch a necklace, and next they might snatch a Lexus. Like, chill out. Like, that's like what we deal with. Mm-hmm. Honestly, you can catch a 13-year-old hijacking cars.
Yeah.
Getting the stolies. We're the home of the worst zip code. Stop playing with me. You're not going to come from a place like LA and New York and tell me how hard it is to make it out there. Stop playing with me.
It's hard to make it.
Make it here. Chill out. Like, you know, and I get passionate about that. Don't tell me what you can and can't do when you living in New York. I don't give a damn. I would have met Diddy 10 years ago. And I 10 years ago, I was only 10. You get what I'm saying? But that's the mentality you get to grow up here. Like, people think of Wisconsin, they think of farms and mud. Yeah, bitch, that's what it is.
We got farms and mud. We also got cities
so
that are filled with black people. Yeah.
My pedigree is different.
Yeah.
My pedigree is different from where I come from. And it's not any disrespect to, like, there's no disrespect from anybody who come from New York or anybody who come from LA, Dallas, Houston, Miami, Florida, and all that good stuff. It's no shade or anything, because every place is hard to make it, no matter what the circumstances are.
They got the blueprint.
Listen,
I don't care what nobody says. Like, those big cities
come here and they go. Celebrities go there, they party, they stick around. You could probably boom boom and da 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 da. Honey, I had to work 9 months for free just to make it an inch, not a mile, just an inch. We don't have Spotify corporations here. No, that's LA and New York. We don't have Netflix corporations. No, that's LA and New York.
Mm-hmm.
Or any other big, huge city.
And if we do get those opportunities, we got to really work for that shit. Like, I was talking...
Man, like, putting a shovel to concrete. That's where we coming mm-hmm. from. Like, that ain't shovel to the dirt. No, this is shovel to the concrete, baby.
Yep, I was talking to the dude in two interviews ago. Mm-hmm. And when I was just talking, he works. He has contracts through Spotify. And he was like, I would have never done it without putting in so much work, like work at home. So you got to do work in your hometown to show that you're worth that.
What can you produce out of nothing? That's mm-hmm. every single story that starts off. Every single thing that you see on TV, even sports games, is I don't know, but I know this one piece. Mm-hmm. Now I have to build everything around it. And that's the one thing I love about being a producer is because I can see from the cells to the bones to the skin, from the meat to the skin to the clothes to the shoes to the whatever it is. I get to see it from the infancy of what it is, and just literally develop it and build it into this phenomenal piece of work. And that's why I do what I do. Cause that's truly what I love. And then I love even more, which is like the ultimate cap on life for me, is to see little kids look at that and say, you work for the radio? You what? And then, you know, high school students try to play it off. Oh. Like, right? Oh, you work for the radio. Yeah. How old are you? 21. How long you worked at the radio station? 3 years. So yeah, when I was 18, Busta, like you got 1 year till you're 18.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
Imagine if we would have had those opportunities from the time we were 13.
And that's what you get when you're in LA, right? So happily, you can meet a producer. Tell them that you're a passionate 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Show that energy and all of a sudden,
right,
you've been developed for the last 3 years.
And I'm not saying we don't 17. Have that. We just have more rare cases.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in that type of instance, you can meet somebody who produced for Nipsey Hussle that night before.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about who you know and how you get there.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we have to go elsewhere to get to who we know, where we can go, what can we do, just to bring it back home and say, we solidified this for the city. Sucks, but it happens.
That's crazy. Because we were just talking about this in the last interview. About how it's just like, that's like the norm. Like, we grow up to leave.
We do.
Milwaukee. We literally grow up, we work to leave. That's crazy that we have to leave to make it.
We call this the breeding ground.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many young talent now, and we have so many talent from before that go and grows and then be like, yeah, I was born in Milwaukee, but LA raised me. I was born in Milwaukee, but mm-hmm. I'm really from ATL. Child, if I get on and pop in, like I know I will, like, and I'm just putting it only out in the atmosphere. This isn't cockiness. This is just like me, like, manifesting.
We know too, but like, you know.
This conversation never changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This follows through no matter who I'm talking to. I could be talking to Ryan Seacrest and damn self, and I'm going to be like, this is what I had to go through to get to where I am.
Because where you're from makes you, and it creates every situation that you go through for the rest of your life. So it's like, why wouldn't you claim Milwaukee
and
in that way?
People do that. You know, there's some people who may not necessarily claim Milwaukee, but they also don't necessarily have the sort of country pride that a bitch may have. You know what I mean? And that's the country pride that I do have. I don't care. I was on live with Speedy Mormon with his he public access. Y'all know who Speedy Mormon is?
No idea.
He's a Complex reporter. He's like one of the most popular ones that they have on Complex. And
I'm
I was
trying
able to
think
get
of
on
it,
with him.
I'm trying to you, think of who
you
it
probably
is.
Seen his
See,
face.
I'm trying to like put it together. He's a light skinned dude.
Yes.
Yep. No, exactly.
So, and in the comments I see Milwaukee.
He the dude who broke Ray J glasses.
He broke Ray J glasses, right? And I got a chance to be on with him. And I was like, for sure.
Anytime.
You know what I mean? And in the comments, you could I'm sitting there watching, like, Milwaukee, isn't it nothing but cows there? Yeah, bitch, think that it's cows here. And I'll be the same chick that take your job because I know what it is here. Yeah. And I know what's up. You can make fun of everything that I have, but you're not gonna outwork me.
Mm-hmm. Well, Will Smith,
I don't get it. You know what I mean? I don't get it like that.
Will Smith said the only difference between me and another actor is that if we get on a treadmill, I'ma die on that treadmill and he go walk off.
Yes. And that's just on period. Like, you know, you have to be willing to, you have to have the will, the thrill, the kill to do what you do. And not saying to kill somebody, like in a literal sense.
You gotta have that but mentality.
You're killing brain cells at night. You're killing your eyes straining looking at this laptop. It's so much that goes into this world that people don't even understand. I hope that people have a newfound appreciation for media after what they have seen. Oh, why is Zoom camera not working? Imagine your Sony DXLR is not working. Your heart, your body, you're like, you're sweating bullets. This is a $1 million camera. Like, what is going on?
Imagine you middle of a podcast and your camera just turn off midway and you don't notice.
Battery not exhausted. You go back, you look at it, you like, oh God, I just lost that whole interview.
I ain't been through it.
Would you tell me when I sat down, it costs to be the boss.
It costs to be the boss.
And it doesn't just hit your pockets. It may hit your heart. You know, you may lose out on times with family. You may lose out on special moments because you're working so hard to build a different type of moment. The moment that you're able to buy your parents that house. The moment that you're able to buy your brother that Odie that he always wanted. You know, being able to be there and say, hey, sis, you're 16 now. I'm going to throw you the biggest Sweet 16. You would think you're on my Sweet 16. You know? Those are the things that I want in life. Therefore, sacrifices. I know what I'm working towards, right? And I know what I'm working for. And that matters so much more than anything else in the world to me is my family. And where can I take this generation to the next level?
That's amazing. I can tell that you have such passion and work ethic.
Can
That's
you tell? Because my hands, like they're like jazz hands, you know?
People who talk with their hands, be the most passionate people. They be making all types of noise when they talk.
Being there, pop, 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 pop. Luckily, I know how to be around the mic because I would have been like, pop this mic so many times.
That's amazing. You know, it takes a lot to work in this industry. So what has been kind of, I'd say, the biggest, I'm fucking stuck. Sorry, guys. I'm going to start that all over.
That's what
has been kind of, yeah, true. I'm going to edit that out. I probably won't because this is funny.
Right. But,
what has been kind of the biggest barrier for you as working in the media? As you've been working in the media? I know, like, never probably touching Pro Tools before. Probably was a learning curve, you know, coming in.
I'm going to take it a step further than that and say being a female in this industry. You know, it's not anything new that women could get behind a camera and dominate. Women could get in front of a camera and dominate. Women could get behind a mic and dominate. But we're not, just as there's systematic racism, there's systematic sexism, right? And I just have to be 10 times. Not only because we've heard this so many times, if you're black, you got to work 10 times that. Now, if you're a woman, you got to work 10 times that. You know, you got to keep going and keep pushing. And it even matters when you're a black woman and you're darker. Yes, that's the thing. They deal with way more shit than I have to go through. And I know that for a Fendi goddamn fact because I have dark skin friends. Just being a woman in this industry and making sure people know from the top to the bottom who you are, you know, and what is your morals, what is your values, and these don't change. These don't change. Not fucking for to host a night. Are you sick, nigga? Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not giving up my integrity for that.
And men are disgusting. One,
true.
They're just
And I have met amazing men in this industry who upholds that. You just have to stand on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I even learned in relationships recently, right? If you say that you're, if you say, yo, I'm not really, I'm not trying to have a relationship. I'm not trying to have a serious relationship.
Yeah.
Somebody gives or nobody gives and it doesn't happen. If somebody gives, somebody gets hurt. If nobody gives and be real about the situation, nobody gets hurt. Everybody walks away and say, "Ooh, God, God bless."
We were chilling in that. And right, then you like, still like can go on and be
and
cool
be.
In that way. But like, if people aren't, the most thing, you got to listen to people. Like when people say something, they mean it. So you people will like brush that off. Like, I ain't looking
say
for a serious
relationship. Say what you mean and mean what you say.
Yeah.
Say what you mean and mean what you say. That's the biggest lesson I learned as being a woman in this industry. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Because no matter what, things get twisted, flipped, upside down, crossed over. You don't get that second chance that a man get to reiterate himself or anything. You have to come correct the first time, you know? And making sure, because people honestly, and this is where I respect and honor Reggie, right? Literally everybody thought, like, when I was coming to the clubs, really learning how to DJ, really getting my foot out here as a host, really, like, showing that I'm this personality. People thought that I was like, oh, this is hoe. Like, you know what I mean? And this is just me being real, having a real conversation. People thought that. But he never allowed that ideology of me to be that way, ever.
Shut that down immediately.
Stop playing with me. You know what I mean? That's my producer. She's assisting me tonight. She's doing this. She's doing this. She's doing that. Mm-hmm. Never disrespected me in that facet. Not once. Not once.
And that's something that I always like bothers me sometimes is like why people think that men and women can't have a relationship or like friendship
beyond sex.
Beyond that, like it's more than that. Like, it's more than that in life.
The like, world is more than that.
Yeah,
the world is more than that. And if you have that tunnel vision and that closed-mindedness, you lose out on a whole sector of your life that you didn't even explore because you sat there and this I want ideology. And that also pans into a lot of like who people think that I am. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's stuck up. Nah, most times you talk to me and, like I this is weird, but people will be like, hey, and I'd be like, hey, and I start smiling immediately because I'm like, I was all up in my head. Mm-hmm. Like, I was light years away and you just said hey, and I think you said something else, but I don't remember. So I'm just
like,
smile.
Oh, hey.
Smile.
And then you awkwardly making eye contact, you waiting on them to say something.
Madagascar. Smiling way, boy. Smiling way. I'm like, what? That's all I do. I'm like, oh, hi. All
right, guys. Justin said he has a game for us. So we go play a game.
What's the game,
Justin? I'm putting Justin on the spot.
Can I see my phone? I'm sorry. It's like meaning.
We'll be right back.
Ducked off low key, yeah, you know me. Kick it with Tyree, hit a three like Kyrie.
And we back. We in there.
And we back. And we back. And we back. And we back.
And we're just talking about a lot of things. We got, I can't remember what we're talking about because we're talking about so much stuff. So that's what happens when you're just talking. Last question before you got to get out of here.
Okay.
How do you want to be remembered as Brianna Jespri?
Such a loaded question.
You can put it into 7 minutes. We good.
I want to be remembered as that hustler that really made it shake, right? And really put on for her city. Really loved the people who came up with her and loved the people who come after and before, like in totality. I know Diddy said, call him Brother Love, but you can call me Brother Love in that sense, right?
Yeah.
I want people to know that this is possible. Life is vast, and I was able to tap into it. And if I could tap into it, you could tap into it, and let's tap into it. Really setting up generational, not just wealth, but generational knowledge.
Yep.
Knowing where can you go from this? You can grow up. Down isn't the only way. Down is not the only way. Side to side is all right and decent, mm-hmm. but you can go up and keep going up, 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 and up. And that's so important to me. And kids are so important to me. Because mm-hmm. they need to know from the incubator, from their mama belly, that it's nothing to say that I want to be an astronaut. It's nothing to say that I want to be a lawyer. It's nothing to say that I want to do these astronomical things that seem so out of this world, but you got this, mm-hmm. you know? It's going to take hard work. It's going to take failure. It's going to take success, but it's there. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want. That's what I want to be most remembered by, is that I gave you all the entertainment. I gave myself to this world. Andrew Carnegie, right? Mm-hmm. What's the point of giving if you're dead? Give while you're here. And I don't got no money because I'm a broke college student still. You know, I got a little bit of change in my pocket, but I maintain Brett Fayaz. But you know what I mean? Sorry, my music references could go long. I got a little change in my pocket, but I maintain. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. And knowing that I could just keep building off of this thing. It just takes hard work, dedication, and you got this. Mm-hmm. But if nobody else care, you give a damn.
It's always impossible until somebody does it. So it's like, everyone's going to say you can't do it until you do it. It's...
Yeah.
Nobody is you.
People was like, why do you want to do a podcast? Now podcast is the number one, one of the number one entertainment sources
on
out
the planet.
There.
Like, I remember when I first started the podcast.
Yeah.
2016, 17.
Yeah.
It was so many random people like, oh, yeah, not interested. Or like, we're like, oh, can you stop? Like, can you stop mass sending this out to me? Blah blah blah. I'm like, now everyone does podcasts. That's literally what it is. Like, podcast is the number one thing on the planet. And I was like, wow, this just everything just comes like full circle.
Every time.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
On that note.
Can I plug?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just about to say, on that note, tell everybody how they
actually
can get...
you know what, scratch that, edit it.
All right, we're gonna start back. On that note, plug everything that you got coming soon. How can people get in touch with you?
For sure. So it's Jessbrie, JVST_BRI on all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. Twitter. I'm starting to get my Twitter up there so I can say all the crazy stuff I be saying in my head on tweets. But hopefully, you know, they don't come back and they cancel me. I don't know. I'll figure that out later, right?
Who cares about being canceled?
And just like I'm on this podcast with Tyree, I got my own podcast called The Group Chat MKE. It's where I interview artists as well in the city, just like Tyree here with his nice, beautiful setup, you know, right? So check out my different interviews with different artists in the city. I got Chicken. I got Looney Baby. I got some more coming that's outside of the city as well. So stay tuned for that. Also, I know it's just a ramble. It's stick with me here, right?
Keep going.
No, but check me out Monday through Friday on air with Reggie Smooth as Butter Brown, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. With him. And then you can check out my own show on Saturday from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. every Saturday. And we doing Heat from the Street, baby. So you better submit your music. All right.
And thank you guys for tuning in to Kicking In with Tyree. I'm Tyree. She's Jessbrie. Peace.
Oh, did that have a rhyme?
It
rhymes. That's Tyree. This Jessbrie. And we out.
Out of this beat.
Ducked off low key. Yeah, you know me. Hey. Kicking with Tyree. Hit a 3 like Kyrie.